Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I go all in on AEW Dynamite and the way it started with AEW owner and president Tony Khan making the huge announcement that he has purchased ROH Ring of Honor. What are the ramifications? Where does it go? We talk about it right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, we talk to Switchblade Jay White right now on the Busted Open Podcast. If you're a wrestling fan, you got to be excited for what happened yesterday, for what's going to happen on Sunday, what's going to happen on Saturday. We got to get into that as well. And also, Tommy, the show that we have in store for the nation today. So I am happy on all levels on a Thursday edition of Busted Open.
Well, we have a few things to talk about, I would guess. Big news coming out of Dynamite. And as I put out there on the old Twitter, it was a massive announcement by Tony Khan. He has not failed to deliver every single time. We have an owner that loves professional wrestling, and now he is hardcore. He owns them both.
I love it, and you're absolutely right. And it feels like, for me, and you know, we're going to open up the phones because, like you said, Tommy, this is going to be a major topic all show long. I mean, we also have some amazing guests as well, really quick, coming up today on a very special Thursday edition of Busted Open. One half of your Raw Tag Team Champions, Otis, is going to join us this morning, Tommy. Looking forward to that.
My man, Otis. Can't wait to see him, too.
Otis is going to be joining us today. For a first time ever here on Busted Open, Switchblade Jay White is going to join us this morning.
An incredible performer who, on his own level, just changed the game for the Bullet Club. It's in shambles with one little action.
And we may have to ask him about what's the future of the Bullet Club, especially after his actions at No Surrender. And then Tommy, we're going to keep it real with Renee Paquette as well on a Thursday edition of Busted Open.
Look forward to hearing from Renee. Plus, I mean, she's in there with Moxley and that whole, so maybe get some insider scoop on what's going on.
I know, it's going to be interesting. But what is even more interesting is what you just started with, Tommy. What took place last night on Dynamite to open the show? We closed our show yesterday talking to Tony Khan. They open up Dynamite with Tony Schiavone and Tony Khan. And Tony Khan making the announcement, like he said on our show, major announcement that he now owns ROH Ring of Honor.
When Tony said that he was going to do it on the air, and I was like, wow, this is really the first time he's going to be on the air as the owner. I know he always goes out, and if you've ever attended an AEW event, he goes out there and he thanks the people. So I knew it was big. I didn't know what it was. I had my speculation, and when he dropped that bomb, It was big. And I've known Ring of Honor has been on the market for a while. I know a couple of people who have inquired. And it was, it's really going to be industry changing because don't know if that company was going to survive. Don't know the direction. We still don't know what he's going to do with it. And I'm sure he'll speak for himself and say what he's going to do. But he has a massive, massive roster. He also now has acquired a very, very large library, 20 years. I know he has, in the short time, acquired a lot of content within his own company with Dark, Elevation, all the other stuff. So it really can help. And if you think about wrestling, or if you think about what Ring of Honor was, it came out of necessity. So did AEW, because wrestling fans wanted a different option. If you look at what AEW has now, there's a lot of wrestlers fighting for airtime. And there's a lot of younger wrestlers that sometimes have lost that airtime just simply because there's not enough space. And now if they, run a wrestling program, even if it's another hour, where you're going to get space, another hour where you're going to get TV time. And we were talking about it with NXT. It's where you're going to get more reps in front of live crowds. Think of this. You could literally, AEW does four shows a year. You could now do four more Ring of Honor shows. You could also do super shows. If this brand continues, there's so much growth for the industry as well as the company.
Agreed. And for me, a void was filled for me as a wrestling fan because of Ring of Honor, because you're absolutely right. You know, when Ring of Honor came in the early 2000s, you know, ECW, WCW was off the grid, and it was really just the WWE. And I think a lot of fans needed something to whet their pro wrestling appetite. Ring of Honor did that, and it did it. They did it in such an organic way. We just had Samoa Joe as a special guest host. Samoa Joe was one of the early stars of Ring of Honor. We saw, obviously, last night on Dynamite, Bryan Danielson and Christopher Daniels and CM Punk. You know, these are all names. You know, we could go through a laundry list of names from, you know, Seth Rollins and onward in the WWE that were once part of Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is a big part of my fandom, Tommy. And listen, Bully and I talked about it when Ring of Honor went on hiatus, how there was a void for a lot of fans. And now that void has been filled. And I think the future is bright for Ring of Honor. Whatever this future is going to be, Tommy, we don't know exactly what it's going to be. But it's got to be better than the alternative. Ring of Honor on Sinclair, it was a dead product. I know for myself in New Jersey, I got it occasionally at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, on Stadium or Nesson. And then even then it would get, you know, blocked by a late soccer game or a West Coast hockey game's press conference after the game. And half the time it wouldn't even be on. It'd be preempted. So I wasn't even able to watch Ring of Honor. You know, we thought when it went to Sinclair and Sinclair bought Ring of Honor that, boy, this is really going to help them on a national level. It did exactly the opposite. So whatever Tony Khan, his plan is for Ring of Honor has got to be better than the last few years before Ring of Honor went on hiatus.
When you look at companies, WCW, WWF, ECW, I really kind of always step back and look at the broader scope of things. The broader scope of ECW was we were a developmental system for the industry. And most wrestlers cut their teeth there, or it was a transition gap for wrestlers to either change their gimmick, prove that they're a draw, and go back elsewhere. When I'm talking about wrestlers cutting their teeth, though they were in, you know, New Japan, and I'm talking about Benoit, Malenko, Guerrero, but they were unknowns in the States, except for the hardcore wrestling fans. This, again, internet's not really around. So they got to master their craft and then use it to go to WCW. And then after WCW, use it to go to WWE. You look at Cactus Jack, was not happy, came to ECW, did so much great business for us and then Mankind because he didn't fit that mold of a WWE superstar. Mm-hmm. Hey, there was this one guy, Stone Cold Steve Austin, who got fired from WCW, cut promos in ECW, and then was able to go to the WWE, and his story was told. Chris Jericho, Lance Storm, the list goes on and on. Taz, the Dudleys, Rob Van Dam. So that's what that company really was, and blessed to be a part of it. That void goes away when the industry kind of falls. Here comes Ring of Honor. Same thing. It became an alternative product for the fans, but then a breeding ground for the business. And you named all those wrestlers that, you know, came from Ring of Honor that we're still watching on television today.
Yep.
And the business needs that. I would always tell people, wrestlers, like, hey, what if I'm looking at the industry now, it's going to be different, but I would say, hey, go to Ring of Honor. If Impact doesn't want you, go to Ring of Honor. And then it should be Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, or WWE, because that's what it is. WWE has tried to start their own alternative with NXT, and they had signed everybody at one point. That's not happening. AEW has that now, and now this is a good place to get fans interested in an alternative product. And if Tony's behind it, it'll be great because he loved Ring of Honor. He's talked about it, and it will be beneficial. What do we talk about with NXT? Those takeovers.
Yeah,
you could run television, but then it always went to those takeovers of big-ass arenas. You now have that option. Just like you're doing AEW Darks, you now can do an hour of television before AEW for Ring of Honor. All it is changing posts and have different storylines. That's what WWE's version of ECW was. So it'll be interesting to see if it's, you know, going to be a touring brand. But for now, it's giving hope. Everybody will be free agents. I don't know if they're, you know, if he just acquired it today, don't know what that means with contracts, because we've seen this before in wrestling when WCW was purchased, and some guys will still be getting paid by Ring of Honor up until a certain point. And I think that certain point was WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everybody's wide open. There's going to be free agents. Tony could hire whoever he wants and other people. Then it's time to fend for yourself. And also management-wise, you don't know. I'm sure there will be a lot of people who want to still be in charge. But when you have a complete change of the guard, I mean, we see this all the time with ownership. I'll use the Mets, for example. They got rid of everybody because you don't want those ties with the company. So it'll be interesting time. But, I mean, it always, an Impact dealing with Honor No More. A lot of talented wrestlers. And, you know, there could be more people joining that group, or now it's, oh crap, look what just happened. We better start signing guys because we don't want to lose them.
Yeah, it's an interesting time. And it's interesting too what you just said when it comes to, hey, when a new regime comes in, a new owner, they usually clean house and start all over. I don't know if that's going to be the case with Ring of Honor, because we just talked to Tony yesterday, and by the way, Tommy, a lot of people loved our segment with Tony Khan yesterday, because Tony wasn't just promoting Dynamite. We got into a little bit of story time with Tony Khan as well, because he's such a fan, because he appreciates pro wrestling and understands the history. I think he understands the history of Ring of Honor. You know, somebody who's been on this show many times, Kerry Silkin, you know, who's, former owner of Ring of Honor, ambassador for Ring of Honor. I'm sure that a Tony Khan understands what he meant to the company and somehow finds a place for him there. Ian Riccaboni, who I think does a great job as the voice for Ring of Honor. I hope that continues, whatever this new thing is going to be for Ring of Honor moving forward. Bobby Cruz, who I think is one of, if not the best ring announcer out there, who right now is not being used. I hope he's a part of whatever this new Ring of Honor is going to be. And if I had to, you know, talk to Tony Khan's ear, talking to his ear about any of these things, I would, because I think they're a piece of the history of Ring of Honor. And Tommy, I think moving forward, you need a little piece of the history moving forward for Ring of Honor as well.
Yes, you do. I agree with a lot of that assessment. Then it's also, do they represent a brand that, like you said, was a dead brand? And then if it looks like it's still this dead brand, will it still be that dead brand? And it has nothing to do with those people that you mentioned. A lot of, you know, hey, listen, I could go back and there are still people who talk about the demise of WCW, the demise of ECW, you know, and Ring of Honor was almost that demise. They got the biggest lifeline that company needed. And hopefully it continues to be a strong representation in the industry. And I think it will because of the guy who's now owning it. And mismanagement has been key to all those business failures.
We had a long conversation yesterday, Tommy, about NXT and how NXT is no longer going after independent talent. They're going for athletes from other sports, bringing them into the Performance Center and teaching them how to be pro wrestlers. If you look at the old black and gold brand of NXT, a good portion of that brand was built with Ring of Honor talent. In a lot of ways, it was WWE's answer to Ring of Honor. I'm very, very interested what Ring of Honor is going to mean to the future of AEW.
This all goes back to contracts. When you acquire something, does it mean your syndication is still going to be there? Listen, when you have, if you're starting a wrestling company, and trust me, I tried to start a wrestling company and came close, but realized, I don't know if this is going to happen for me because I just don't want to be an independent wrestling company. You need to have television. Sinclair had the television. You need to know that we all know this, every Monday night at 8 o'clock, I'm going to tune in to Monday Night Raw. You need to have that branded time slot so people could tune in, not this roaming time slot.
Yeah.
As crappy as ECW's television was, people still to this day tell me, I used to watch you in bars on a Madison Square Garden network at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. And they knew that time slot because in New York, that's when we aired. In Florida, we aired in another time. In Philadelphia, we aired at another time. But at least it wasn't a changing, roving spot. There's people, I don't get Ring of Honor television or my cable system, but there would be people who'd be like, I was watching Ring of Honor, and then I went to tune in the next week, and it wasn't there, just like you said.
Yeah.
So you can't have a roaming time slot if that's how this company is going to be successful. Now you have already a successful brand. I mean, honestly, you could go Rampage Live and Ring of Honor Live back-to-back Friday nights. You can there's two nights that I feel would be open for wrestling. One would be Thursdays on a national level, even though Impact is on Thursdays, or Tuesdays. Tuesdays would be a hell of a double Stone Cold Steve Austin FU to NXT if we start seeing Ring of Honor on a Tuesday.
Wow. So, wait, put up what's
Dave just rebooted.
I just rebooted there. Imagine that we had
AEW. He pulled his head back and to the left. Wow.
Like imagine that though. You had AEW go head to head with NXT, soundly defeat NXT, and then imagine having Ring of Honor go head to head with NXT on a Tuesday night. Again, we're speaking way ahead of ourselves. We don't know what's going to happen here, but those are the types of thoughts that go into wrestling fans' minds.
And if I'm booking that, Keith Lee's on that show. Adam Cole and his group are on that. Everybody who was part of NXT, I literally put on their show, on that first show, and go, double the fingers to you.
Wow. I mean, Tommy, one thing that we've talked about with AEW is the fact that they have a lot of talent and not a lot of TV time. So this will be an answer to a lot of the problems that they have for not finding a place for so many components of that roster.
Yeah. Just like I said, think of two. You talked about there's a nostalgia factor. There's a callback to what the brand was. You can have Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, Samoa Joe, all in one space. All these guys who cut their teeth in early, early Ring of Honor. You also have Jay Lethal. You have so many people who really did good business there, could come back. Man, that first show, I'll be booking that. Tony, I'm going to be your assistant booker. It would just be off the charts. Could you imagine Samoa Joe as the commentator?
Oh, yeah. It would be. He would know the product better than anybody else.
Think of the famous pipe bomb with CM Punk. He referenced Ring of Honor.
Yep.
And it got people buzzing. I mean, the best part about Ring of Honor, where they caught the most buzz, was for their last show. And hey, we don't know what's going on. WrestleMania, their Super Card of Honor looks pretty good, pretty stacked. And then now their first TV taping is April 10th, I believe, at the arena. That's going to be, who's not going to want to be part of that first new, because it's a new regime.
And it's crazy to think about it. We're close, a month away from the 3-year anniversary of Ring of Honor's show at a sold out Madison Square Garden. Think about the journey of Ring of Honor the last 3 years. You're at the high of highs, selling out Madison Square Garden, and then the pandemic hits, you're off. They did a great job of taking care of their employees during the pandemic, and then they had all those shows and in front of no crowd. They just were never able to get back on track and then going on hiatus. I can understand like a Kerry Silken being on cloud nine, hearing about this announcement. And that tells you something, that a lot of this old regime of Ring of Honor couldn't be more happy the fact that they know that somebody like Tony Khan is the new owner of this promotion.
Yeah. He's a wrestling fan. He purchased it. Not if WWE was going to purchase it, they were just going to purchase it for the library and see
yes,
you later.
Agreed.
They had that opportunity many times, decided not to. So, sometimes WWE sits and waits, and it's, well, I could just pick it up in the scrap heap for pennies on the dollar, just like they did with WCW, just like they did with ECW, and just like they did with every single library that's out there. Think of the best ofs alone that you can do, or the documentaries, which is a big thing in the wrestling industry right now, that you could do with so many competitors.
I know.
And the funny part about it is the WWE, you could still talk about it, but it won't be the main discussion of the conversation as opposed to a WWE documentary.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Scott Morrison, the coach of Perth. What are the things you took away from Brad Stevens?
The other day, I was looking for a full court, kind of late clock play. He said, look up 2010 Butler versus Stanford first half. I think we ran this, this, and this. Sure enough, I got on Synergy and found the game, and it was exactly as he described it.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. One of the greatest pro wrestlers right now on the planet, Switchblade, Jay White. Jay, good morning, and thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I think, yeah, that maybe we may differ on if there's a maybe in there, but, each to their own opinion, I guess, huh?
You know, Americans, we have our ways with words. I got to tell you, man, last pay-per-view, you and Eric Young, I know you don't know Dave that well, but he's a little crazy. And he has lists that he laminates.
Yes.
And his top 10 matches. And he texts me, what an amazing match that you and Eric Young had. And he's like, I think I have to go to my list and reassess it, which means he has to make a whole new list, a whole new laminated list. You versus Eric Young was probably in one, might be in his top 10 now of all time matches.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised. You got myself in the ring there. And then when you have a guy like Eric Young, look, nobody, including myself, ever questions Eric Young's ability or what he can do in the ring or if he can still go. The only downside to that night for him is that he couldn't quite win. But if he's in there with me, that's kind of how it's going to go. But Dave, I guess you have good taste in.
And Jay, I mean, you seem to be a little picky, though, with certain things, because judging by what happened at No Surrender with the Bullet Club, maybe there might be some changes going on with the Bullet Club right now.
Yeah, there's big changes going on. I spoke to somebody else about this recently, and they said how Tom has been there from the start, but I don't really care about that, whether you've been there from the start or not. We're looking to go forward, not go backwards. And if it really matters to have somebody from the start, we've still got Farley, and now obviously welcoming back Carl Anderson as well, one of the other OGs, and a guy that can't actually say that he's one half of the best tag team in the world. Look, Tama and Tangaloa, they were trying to say that, but end of last year, they couldn't even win tag league. They couldn't even get the belts. So, hey, they're out. Good brothers, welcome on back.
You look at the global ramifications of what you did. It really was the shot heard globally around the world, because I couldn't believe the social media interactions that you turning on the club, and everybody was so pissed. They were like, man, what a great show, except for what you did. And it, Dave and I had talked about how popular the Bullet Club was. And because of COVID, everything, we, you know, a lot of fans, we can't experience, you know, New Japan like we want. And we have pieces of it in Impact Wrestling. But man, it was just like, you really did put Bullet Club topsy turvy.
Yeah, well, for a while now, you know, people have been expecting something along these lines. People are throwing around the term civil war when it comes to Bullet Club. A couple of years ago, you had guys like Tama Tonga Tangaloa and their father, the legend Haku. They came out and laid waste to guys like Kenny, I think the Young Bucks and Cody and stuff. So there's history there with those guys. I wasn't quite a part of it, but since then, there's been stuff boiling with Bullet Club, and fans and wrestlers alike have been waiting for something to happen and never quite did until you inject myself into the situation, because I'm the catalyst to everything meaningful that happens in professional wrestling. I said this recently. You wouldn't have the dream team of Tanahashi and Okada without Jay White. We wouldn't have sold out Madison Square Garden without Jay White. And Bullet Club wouldn't be back on top and prominent amongst Impact, New Japan, and AEW without Jay White either. Catalyst of professional wrestling right there, Tommy.
I like it. You should trademark it before someone else does.
Probably a good idea. But you could also, and this is something that's mentioned as well, even here on Busted Open, and you know, Tony Khan mentions that forbidden door. And the one person...
It's not so forbidden anymore, I don't think. I feel like we need to maybe coin a new term for it. I don't know if the door really suffices, so... But I don't think there's anything too forbidden about it anymore.
Yeah, and you've kind of worn out the mat going in and out, you know, through that.
Exactly, yeah. Not just myself either. There's been other guys now. So, yeah, I feel like we could probably start to hopefully expect a lot more traffic going through that not-so-forbidden door.
And when you look at it, New Japan, AEW, Impact Wrestling, you've been a part of all these companies throughout a very tough time. You know, we've gone through this pandemic, and now more doors are opening, more travel is opening up, and you're taking advantage of this situation probably more than anybody else. What has this journey been like for you?
Yeah, it's been, it's a rocky one, like it has been for everybody, because you just have to adapt to everything that's out of your control, which, you know, it's unfortunate, but I know for a lot of people, it feels like there's a light at the end of the tunnel now that, you know, they can see. And yeah, you just kind of had to adapt to it in terms of the travel and stuff. I feel like that's going to hopefully get back to normal soon. And in terms of myself taking advantage of it, I saw how things were going in Japan with New Japan. And then I saw the opportunities that we had over here in the United States and the opportunities for what we could do with Strong. So I put my feet in the ground and kind of say, like, no, this is where I can see the opportunities coming, is over in the States and we're Strong. And obviously then now that's gone over to Impact and AEW. But that's all come from that belief that, you know, we could adapt to all the circumstances from this pandemic, and we can give a bit of extra attention to New Japan and the States and help grow that. So I think we've done a pretty damn good job with that.
I had told you, because I was with you right after you showed up in AEW. I was blown away with that whole segment when they just saw your jacket and they reacted. And it reminded me of the Attitude Era, where we're watching something on the big screen and then the people go nuts. And they weren't 100% sure. It was a rumbling. And then when you turned and we saw your face, it was just like, whoa. And obviously there's some different things going on in AEW, but you got this amazing star reaction. Was that a surprise to you? And not because, I mean, you've done so much, but you being on national television in the States, did that surprise you at all or no?
It did a little bit, you know, and I get what you're getting at with the question, though. It doesn't surprise me in the sense that I know my own worth, but it does a little bit in the sense that I just had no idea what the reaction would be to a bigger, more mainstream audience. You know, whether they love me from the start or not, that doesn't bother me, because I know, you know, I know over time people are going to realize my ability and stuff. That's kind of been how it is from the start. When I came back to New Japan, people thought I was put in a position I should have been. You can argue about that all day, but what you can't argue is that where I am now, you know, I was right about that. And so in terms of that reaction, yeah, it was a little surprising, you know, but in a good way, because like I said, I just had nothing to go off in terms of gauging what an audience of that size, you know, whether they would even know me or how would they feel about it.
With coming up this Saturday at Sacrifice, you're taking on Alex Shelley, a guy who was an Impact original, an amazing in-ring performer, but you also have a personal history with Alex.
Yeah, we so he was actually my debut match in New Japan Pro Wrestling when I was when I got there as a young boy, 2015. I want to say it was January 28th was my first match there, and it ended up being, it wasn't meant to be there. It was meant to be with another young lion, I believe, but there was some flight issues, and it ended up being me one-on-one with Alex Shelley. And I think since that first match, you know, we kind of bonded since then. He helped me out a lot in Japan, and when New Japan sent me over to the States to Ring of Honor for an excursion, I ended up living with Alex Shelley for the better part of probably about a year or so. So, yeah, he taught me a lot, you know. Being on the road with him was great. You know, we'd go and train together, things like that. He's got a wealth of knowledge, as you know, as everybody knows. And it was really interesting to see, you know, kind of since getting close to him and the years since, how many people he's inspired wrestling-wise as well, and kind of how many people's careers that he's inadvertently touched. I don't think he would realize that himself. I'm sure he'd be humbled to know that. So it almost makes it a little bit sad that this Saturday that, you know, I've kind of got to take out another one of everybody's heroes and an old mentor of mine. But, hey, it's always business in that ring for me. So won't be any difficulties on my behalf.
Jay, we opened up the show or the segment talking about the match you had with Eric Young at the last pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling. You've had so many tremendous matches, Okada, Tanahashi, Kenny Omega, the match with Ibushi at Wrestle Kingdom 15. Is there one match for you that stands above all the others?
I don't know if you can really ever cap beating the ace of New Japan for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So I think that for me in New Beginning 2019 in Osaka, some people call it the switchblade shock over there. As I said, there's no shock to it at all, but I think beating Tanahashi for that championship, you can't really cap that.
Jay, you're a way more talented a professional wrestler than I ever was, even in my prime. Have you ever, because I have against Raven, have you ever used an actual switchblade in your match?
No, I haven't. So I think you'll probably hold that one over me, and I don't think I'll be able to, you know, even score on that either these days.
A fan in Orlando, Florida gave it to me, and I just went right across his forehead, coast to coast. ECW.
Well, luckily I'm a little bit smarter than that.
Yeah, please, Jay, you don't need to advert to those tactics in the ring.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I can get the job done without having to risk myself getting stabbed.
Sacrifice coming up on Saturday, as we talked about the match that you have with Alex Shelley, but it's always, you know, Impact Wrestling always brings it. Coming up on Saturday, it's available on Impact Plus, also available on Fight TV. Jay, I mean, this is the first time that you've been here on Busted Open. I hope you make it a habit, because we love having you here on the show. We talk about you all the time. So this has been a real pleasure having you on this morning.
I like that you guys love talking about me, but I'm not sure if the top of my list of fun things to do is to take the time out when it's beautiful here in Florida and to sit to talk to people in interviews about wrestling. But we'll see if we can make it happen again.
I like it.
I'll take it. I don't know if that was a ringing endorsement, but I'll take it, Tommy.
Hey, it's more than most people get. Most people wouldn't even get me willing to do another one. So, hey, take it as a compliment, guys.
I was going to say, I'm getting to know him pretty well. So, yeah, you got to take that. I don't think he's going to ask you to come over. You're going to be in Florida this weekend. He's not going to ask you to come sit poolside. But, hey, we're working.
Probably not. Hey, who knows? You know, could be a start of a, you know, nice, fruitful relationship.
I have a feeling if I showed up at Jay White's house and rang the doorbell, he wouldn't be answering the door. That's just a guess from me. But Jay, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. All right. Chat soon.
All right. Again, Sacrifice coming up on Saturday, available on Impact Plus and Fight TV. Switchblade Jay White. Tommy, he keeps the world of wrestling abuzz. There's no doubt about it.
He's one of those top guys and got that it factor in this industry. Yep. And you never know what he's going to do next. And I'm happy that we're witnessing this era here, like I said, globally, but on national television and Impact and AEW, he's a star, man.
And if you could put on your resume that, like he said, you beat the ace Tanahashi, to me, one of the greatest ever, that's something that makes you one of the greatest ever. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.